familiar with them, but we heard them do a song called All for One. Sounded pretty good, and they are playing the Berkeley Front on Saturday night. Great bar, great place to see music. I really do, especially now when the places are smoke-free because it's on the second floor. It's a great venue. Real nice to see that they're booking great shows in there. We heard them doing All for One. Speaking of unusual places where they're booking shows, over at Rosie O'Grady's in Ferndale on 9 Mile, they are having a show Sunday. It starts at 6 o'clock, I believe, 6:30 to 9:30. And they are having Jane of Arc and Sista Otis. We are going to listen to Jane of Arc doing But You Said, and if we still have time, we might get into a little bit of Sister Otis. We are about to go live on the Motor Live Drive here on WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. And today on show, we've got Southern Exposure coming up. I'm sorry, Southern Express is a country bluegrass band, and they got a slide guitar player and some other stuff set up out there, and they're sounding real good for the sound check. So I think they're just about ready to go, but in the meantime, let's listen to Jane of Arc, and you can check her out along with Sista Otis at Rosie O'Grady's in Ferndale this Sunday from 6:30 to 9:30. Here we go with But You Said. Let's go.
I draw lines and tell me what to do to keep peace. If we just walk away, you still keep your pride. I keep mine with all the lies.
Coming up with the Motor Live Drive in just a matter of minutes. We've got Southern Express coming up, but in the meantime, let's get into a little bit of Sister Otis doing Gypsy Song.
You, gave you all and you took it all and asked for more. I could ever afford to give, 'cause there ain't enough honey in this whole wide world to satisfy you, my dear. 'Cause you were born near the willow tree, born near the heartsick sign. And I could cry about what you did to me, but I did it to me and you did it to you. There's a clearly defined heart-shaped chalk outline. We took out our Tommy guns and let the bullets fly. 'Cause there ain't enough honey in this whole wide world to satisfy us, my dear. 'Cause we were born near the traveler's moon, born near the lover's sky. Maybe someday your old and gray will sit up on my front porch and drink some lemonade. And we'll be content just to watch the gardens grow.
All right, we're gonna bring down Sister Otis and remind you she is playing Sunday along with Jane of Arc at Rosie O'Grady's. And we are bringing her down because we are about to go live on the Motor Live Drive with Southern Express. And so we're going to be getting to that in just a matter of minutes. Next week, we've got Jill Jack coming up. She's a singer-songwriter. And the week after that, June 17th, we've got the Root Stand, a bluegrass band. So we have a lot of variety coming up. And today, we've got Southern Express. But let's bring down Sister Otis and say hello to the band. Are you there?
We're here.
Hello.
All right.
How you doing?
Glad to be here. Yeah, we got Southern Express right here at the Motor Live Drive at 5, a country band today. In fact, what are you guys going to start off with?
We're going to start off with a Josh Turner song called Your Man.
Lock the door.
door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Now, baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you'll understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite as strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Now, baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you'll understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite as strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Now, baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you'll understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite as strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be.
Oh, thank you.
Hey. Oh, that was real nice. We don't often get some country music here at WHFR, but it's real nice to have you in today.
Good to be here.
Hey, would you guys like to introduce the band?
Sure, why not? We're on the steel guitar this afternoon. We got Mr. Bill Moore.
Well, afternoon, Bill.
Over here on the rhythm guitar, we have Mr. Frank Parsons.
Yeah, and he's got a 12-string there.
Yeah, yes, he does. And over here on the bass guitar, we got Mr. Tom Robbins.
Hi, Mom.
Back here on the drums, we got Mr. Mike Bartley.
Hello, everyone.
And how about you?
Here to play lead guitar, we got Mr. Gary David.
And that would be me.
All right. Yeah. Well, why don't we just keep the music rolling along here?
This is a Clint Black song called Killing Time.
Stay.
Yeah. In fact, it's interesting. You've got a couple of different singers in this band.
Yeah, we got a variety of people actually that sing, and kind of makes it nice and easy throughout the evening instead of having just one person do all the singing, to have three or four guys do a little part in what we do every night. So it's a good thing.
Good.
Yeah.
This next one, who does Whiskey Ain't Working? Who wrote that?
This is a Marty Stewart and Travis Tritt song.
There was a time I could drink my cares away and drown out all of those heartaches that plagued me night and day. When the thought of you came crashing through, I fell. Now the whiskey
real country music. Hey.
Yeah, what about it?
Yeah.
Everybody likes a little bit of country music in their afternoon, huh?
Yes, we do. In fact, it's not often we have a country band in, so it's always nice to have you here.
Yeah, variety is a good thing.
It is. It is. In fact, what do you got coming up next for us?
We're going to feature our steel guitar player over here on an old, I believe it's a 50s classic, called
Santos and Johnny.
Santos and Johnny. Okay, yeah. I didn't know that. Anyway, it's an old classic called Sleepwalk. We're going to do here, feature our steel guitar player, Mr. Bill Moore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bill, that sounded awful sweet.
It really did.
In fact, we don't have a mic over on Bill Moore over here, but Gary, maybe you can tell us, what kind of steel guitar is he playing there?
That's a pedal steel guitar.
It's a Carter.
It's made by Carter.
And you got like 10 strings on there and a double neck.
It's got two necks, 10 strings each neck.
All right,
wow.
You got
20 strings.
And he's got 7 pedals and 4 knee pads. And
Got a lot going on. Yeah.
He's got it all going on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what kind of an amp are you playing that through?
That's a PV LTD 400. That's a steel guitar amp from the 70s.
Whoa, okay. And how about the other guys in the band? In fact, Gary, what are you playing today?
I got a PV Classic Chorus that I've been playing through for about 20 years now, and it's been good to me, so I'm going to keep playing it until it just won't turn on no more.
And how about that Fender?
I got a 52 reissue Telecaster. I've had customized a little bit to fit my needs and sounds that I like. So it's been good to me too. So both of them have been pretty good. So I kind of special to me. I keep them around and keep on playing with them.
Okay. And Frank, you got a 12 string.
Yeah, I play a Gibson 12 string. It's a Montana, and I really like it. I like the fullness of the sound. It gives you a lot more flavor.
Yeah, that big acoustic does it, huh?
There you go.
And what are you playing that through today?
We're playing it through a Crate amp. That's a good little amp. You know, it's one of those takes a licking, keeps on ticking.
Hey, and Tom, how about you? What kind of bass have you got?
Well, I brought my GNL SB100 with me today. I have 8 basses. I decided to bring this one because it works good for the country. And I'm also playing through a PV bass amp. So maybe we can get a PV sponsorship if PV's listening. We're using a lot of your stuff. You can give us some free amps.
Yeah, at least a guitar chord anyway.
Yeah.
That's a plea, not a commercial.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It was a plea. Yes.
And how about over on drums? Mike, what are you playing today?
I'm playing a 7-piece Premier set, Birchwood. Nothing too fancy.
All right.
Solid, you know.
Well, that's just like the rest of you guys. You're all nothing fancy. You're a good, solid band.
That's it.
Hey, well, that's what everybody likes about country music.
Well, there you go. It's good music. It's pretty simple, and people seem to enjoy it. So we just keep on doing what we're doing. We're all retired, most of us, and, hey, we do this for the fun of it all. So, hey.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Absolutely. In fact, you're all retired auto workers?
Three of us are retired auto workers. Tom is actually retired from a printing factory. Mike is currently still employed, but
how'd you hook up with him?
With who?
The guy is still working. Somebody's got to work, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, somebody's got to keep the reputation going here. I mean, we are enjoying our retirement, by the way, and just keep sending us our paychecks, please.
There you go.
So y'all buy a lot of cars so we can keep our money flowing, if you don't mind.
Yes. All right. Well, why don't we just keep the music flowing?
All right, we can do that.
We do play a little bit of rock and roll. As well, so we're going to do a John Cougar song.
Whoa. Oh,
ready,
Oh,
Oh, that hurts so good. Hey, in fact, that was awful nice. In fact, why don't we just keep the music going?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
In fact, what do you think you might do next for us?
We're going to slow down a little bit and do some Garth Brooks for you.
All right.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. Last one to go, the last one to know I was the last one you thought you'd see there. I saw you surprise, the fear in his eyes as I took his last of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. Cause I got well, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to call a big scene. Just give me an hour and then a little sweet baby, I'll go back to the bar and you can get my grass. Cause I got friends in low places near the whiskey. I got friends.
Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Southern Express here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 here at WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. We're making a couple of technical alterations right now. How can someone get a hold of the band if they're interested in booking you or want to come out and see you?
Well, you could tell them, Frank.
You could contact me at my home phone. Or you could contact me through an email.
Okay, and the email is the one back at ya?
That's it.
Back at ya at gmail.com.
Yep.
All right. So you guys play around. You're basically from the Ann Arbor area, I believe.
Yeah, we like to play the fraternal clubs. They've been really good to us, and they seem to take care of the personnel.
I would like to correct you. We're from Ypsilanti, not Ann Arbor.
Oh, the Ypsilanti.
So please know that.
There is a difference.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, it's a real treat having you here. Do you have any shows coming up that the... I know they said there was one that's going to be a private party.
We've got the other show that we've got is at the Milan Moose. Guests and members are welcome. That'd be the 26th of June. So come on out and see us if you'd like.
That's okay. All right.
All right. Well, have we got our problems taken care of? Okay, so let's just keep the music going. This is Southern Express on the Motor Live Drive. Something certainly different today than we normally have, but it's a pleasure having you guys here.
We would like to do a song now by the Georgia Satellites that came out in the mid-80s. You'll probably recognize it. And my good friend Gary's going to start it on the guitar for me. I got a little change in my pocket going jing-a-ling-a-lang. Wants to call you on the telephone, baby, give you a ring. But each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always no hugging or kissing until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Ow! Now, baby, 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 why won't you treat me this way? You know I'm still your same old lover, boy, I still feel the same way. She told me some story about free milk and a cow. I said, no hugging or kissing until I get some. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Ow! All right, Bill, give it to me. You see, I wanted her real bad. She's about to give in. Started talking about true love, she started talking about sin. I said, oh, honey, I'll live with you for the rest of my life. She said, no hugging, I'm kissing, unless you make me your wife. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Ow! All right, fellas, let's rock one more time. No lines and keep your hands yourself, baby.
All right.
All right.
All right, the Southern Express right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Oh, we've been working with these guys trying to get their sound just right.
Oh, yeah, it's getting there.
All right. Well, in fact, we got about 20 minutes left. Why don't we just keep this music rolling along because it sounds so good.
So railroad tracks, got a table for two, way in the back, where I sit alone. I think I spend most every night beneath the light from a neon road. Say what I think, this hurt inside of me ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon road. Say what I think, this hurt inside of me ain't never gonna hurt. Whoa, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon.
Okay. In fact, Margaret, why don't you take over here for a minute?
Okay. We're still having some trouble with the headphones. It's I think because you guys aren't rock and rollers, you've got more sensitive ears than most of the people. It's been a real pleasure having you here. It's
well, we're glad to be here.
We get a lot of indie rock and various things. I never thought that in the 3.5 years ago when we started Motor that I'd ever hear Santos and Johnny's Sleepwalk here in the studio.
See, you just never know.
Oh, it's going to go on my greatest hits covers of the show.
When you started that those years ago, I was in the Boomerangs. Was that your first band?
That was, I think, one of that was the very first band.
Yes, and now I'm back with a good band. Now, 3 years later. And, yeah, we'd like to say thank you to, you know, W. Henry Ford Radio for having us out.
Yeah, we sure appreciate it.
Well, thank you for getting in touch and letting us know about this band. It's you sound great.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have we got the headphones all worked out now?
I hope so. I hope we boosted your vocals so you can hear it a little
better.
All right. Okay, we've got those boosted up. Everything should be a little better for you, I hope. And what's the name of that last song you did, Neon Moon?
Neon Moon, yeah.
All right. In fact, what are you going to do have next for us?
We're going to do a song called Just Call Me Lonesome. It was a Radney Foster song back a few years back, and we kind of like it, so we're going to try to do that for you this afternoon.
All right.
Just call me lonesome, heartbroken this song. I ain't got no one since you've been gone. You call me baby, now I've got a new name. I don't need my old one, call me lonesome from now on.
I know we've had a little bit of technical problems with people's headphones and that. I want to tell you, it sounds really great.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you.
To be able to pick up an acoustic guitar, you know, or it's an amplified acoustic 12-string guitar, but to hit that and the drummer's vocals and the pedal steel, you've given us a challenge today, but it sounds great through the headphones.
Well, thank you. We appreciate
audience
it.
Audience is enjoying
thank
it.
You.
Yeah, oh,
thank you
great
for realizing we're very sensitive.
Yeah, you are. In fact, let me introduce the band one more time. We got Bill Moore over on pedal steel guitar. And Gary Daly on lead guitar.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And 12-string guitar, we have Frank Parson.
Hey, all right.
Tom Robbins over on bass.
Glad to be here.
And Mike Bartley on drums. And most of the guys in the band sing, too. So they're multi-talented.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes. And tell you, the best way to contact these guys, you can contact you. Send them an email right at back to you. That's BACK2YA@gmail.com.
To the letter two.
Okay.
All right.
Well, what are we going to have to keep this thing going?
We're
going to
do a George Strait song called Amarillo by Morning.
All right.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio, everything that I got is just what saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost a wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. Well, I've been looking for aid when they pulled that gate, and I hope that judge ain't mine. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, San Antonio, everything that I got is just what I got on. I ain't got a lot, but what I got is mine. I ain't rich, but Lord, I'm free. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's calling me. Amarillo by morning.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, we appreciate it. In fact, Bill, that pedal steel sounded really nice.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, and Gary, yeah, the way the vocals and the pedal steel work together, I really like that.
Well, they're supposed to work together most of the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, let's do this little Merle Haggard song since we got some time.
Let's do a little bit. All right,
we're gonna send out a song to the working folks out there called the Working Man Blues. There's a lot of folks out here that work hard for the money, so this is a kind of a
working man song.
Working man song. You
all
might
right?
Say.
We've been there. So.
Well, it's a big job getting by with five kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, damn near all my life. I'm working long as these two hands are fit to you. Well, I drink my beer in a tavern and sing a little bit of them working man. Well, I keep my nose to the grindstone, work hard every day. Get tired on weekends, and after I draw my pay, I go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. Might drink a little beer this evening, sing a little bit of them working man blues. I'm tired of thinking about leaving, did a little bumming around. Threw my bills out the window, caught a fast train to another town. Buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. Well, I drink my beer in the tavern, cry a little bit of them working man blues. Yeah, now here's a working man. Beer in a tavern and cry a little bit of them
song here's for all those working men.
And women, too. Don't forget the ladies.
All right. Yeah. In fact, one of those working men just happened to call in today.
Hey, thank God for the working man.
Yeah. Roadhouse Ron called in, and Wendy. They say you guys sound really good.
Tell them we appreciate it, and thanks a lot. We are glad to be here, and hopefully we'll get a chance to come back and see you.
Well, I hope so.
Absolutely.
Hey, everything sounded so good today. In fact, looking at your set list, I can see you got Steel Guitar Rag coming up next.
Yeah, we're going to reach our steel guitar player again on a little bit of steel guitar.
Is that an old Bob Wills song?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, all right. Aha. Sounded really nice. Yeah, I've always been a fan of Bob Wills, and it's nice to hear that here in the studio.
It's you don't hear a lot of Bob Wills music, and we're of course a big fan of Bob Wills. So every now and then we try to throw something in there. You know.
All right. Well, thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate that.
Well, that's great. We appreciate you liking that.
Well, I'll tell you, we probably got time for one more song. You got about 2 minutes left.
All right.
We would like to do a teen tragedy song by a guy that was from Michigan. I think his name was
Frank Wilson?
Yes, that's right, sir. Thank you for straightening me. I was going to say Reynolds. Wilson, thank you. And it used to be a big thing, you know, the guy would die and the girl would cry. And that was the essence of the teenage tragedy song. And Frank would like to do his interpretation of that for you.
Here we go. I couldn't stop, so heaven, so I've got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave a little world. When I woke up, the rain was pouring down. There were people standing all around. Something warm was running in my eyes, but I found my baby somehow that night. I raised her head, she turned to me and said, "Hold me, darling, for a little while." I held her close, I kissed her our last kiss. I found the love I knew I would miss. Now she's gone, even though I hold her tight. I lost my love, my life that night. Oh, where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I've got to be good, so I can.
WHFR Dearborn. Stay tuned for the Flash Drive Jazz Show.